I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular.
Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your professional and life coach, making sure that those areas in your life are nothing less than spectacular. I'm here with Chris Shurian. Hi, Chris.
Jody, how are you?
I'm great and looking forward to our discussion. Yay.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it will be. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Chris. Chris Shurian is a lifelong entrepreneur who has spent more than 39 years building businesses that bring people together and create lasting memories. Chris grew up straddling two different worlds between Southern California and rural Montana, navigating deep spiritual transitions, surviving cancer, completing two Ironmans, and building and rebuilding businesses across nine industries over nearly four decades. He's been recognized as a finalist for Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year, featured in Utah's Business Magazine's 40 Under 40, and honored with multiple industry awards. He is the founder of Bootstraps and Battle Scars, and the creator of Founders Exchange, where he coaches entrepreneurs in the trenches, helps them become extraordinary, and creates powerful mastermind experiences where people can finally drop the armor and get real. Wow, I like getting real. That's fabulous. So, Chris, you know, you've had all these businesses, and yes, Bootstraps and Battle Scars, great name.
Thank you.
Yeah, what made you decide to kind of go into the mentoring, coaching, business end of it and help other people?
You know, Jody, throughout my career, and I think my bio kind of talks about how I really, every business I've ever built and created was always very customer service oriented.
Nice.
Because I really enjoy serving other people. You know, I even got into the restaurant business for a while, which is not for the faint of heart, by
no.
the way.
A lot of work.
Right. But you are serving people, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I've always enjoyed helping others, serving others, and it's just part of who I am. And so now with, you know, 40 years, almost 40 years experience in building businesses and, you know, having some success, I've had some really good success, and I've also had some failure. I've had some serious ups and downs, some peaks and valleys. And you know, when I exited my last business, which was the restaurant, by the way, I actually was able to exit the business, the restaurant. I actually came away with a little bit of money, you know, go me.
That's astonishing. In a restaurant,
yeah, that's
business.
Astonishing. I was looking for opportunities to just stay in the world of helping other people. And over the years, I have had the opportunity to serve others in a consulting capacity. I've worked with other businesses, business owners, and I've always enjoyed doing that. So I decided to lean into it and really just go and see what I could do to help. I call myself a champion of entrepreneurs.
Great.
You know, the entrepreneur world has been really good to me. And so I hope I can help others avoid some of the pitfalls, navigate some of the pitfalls, enjoy some of the success. And that's so I decided to lean into that. And I'll tell you, Bootstraps and Battle Scars was just kind of this brainchild that I came up with, because, you know, we all know what bootstrapping is. Anyone who's started a business or any entrepreneur, you know, very rarely does somebody have the luxury of not having to bootstrap a little bit to get it started.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
A little
And
bit
so
of
that,
duct tape, a little bit of
yeah.
what long hours in the night, but yeah,
I
you're
mean,
right.
bootstraps and baling wire. Maybe I should call it that
Yeah,
too. You know, duct
bootstrap
tape,
and
baling
bail.
wire, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And then the battle scars just resonates with, you know, once again, I've had some failures. I've had some
Sure.
moments where I've struggled or had some difficult situations, and I call those battle scars. I mean, there's a moment where you kind of they add up, and hopefully, if you
Yeah.
learn from that experience, right, then
Yep.
they're not wasted. And so, yeah, bootstraps and battle scars is just my platform to help others, to coach others. I do one-on-one coaching with business owners.
Nice.
I started my own podcast, Jody. So we're going to have to talk about
Wow.
podcast stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just learning about how this podcast thing works. The podcast is actually called Bootstraps and Battle Scars,
Great.
and it's I interview entrepreneurs and just have them tell me their story. Y'all want to hear about their bootstrapping. I want to hear about their battle scars. And I feel like when somebody's listening to that, their takeaway, you know, each person is going to have a different takeaway from somebody's entrepreneurial story. So
Sure.
we focus on that. And then we also started a peer group called Founders Exchange, where I create a group of entrepreneurs, founders, business owners, and we create a safe space where they can get together and share some of those very difficult things that they have to share. So now, Jody, you probably know, you know, it's lonely at the top
Yeah.
when you're the person running the business and
Yeah.
everyone's looking at you, and they have to have confidence in you. And so when you're having a bad day, who do you talk to? You know, my wife is awesome. She's great. She's a
Yeah.
beautiful human. But there's times when I walk out of the office and I shut the door, I want to leave that stuff behind that door. And so when I come home, I don't really want to talk about it, not because I'm trying to hide anything or not because I'm trying to, you know, not
Yeah.
tell her stuff, but
Right.
man,
You need
I just don't want to talk
space.
about it.
Yeah, you need space from
Yes.
it just because, you know, if you're like any other entrepreneur, your mind is working overtime and you just, whew, you got to put it down sometimes. Yeah.
That's for
Yeah.
sure. That's for
I
sure.
know. So, yeah, I was going to say, you know, you've created the safe space for failures. What's your attitude towards failures? You've had them, you've come back. What would you say to somebody who's maybe, you know, having a tough time, an entrepreneur with what to do, with their next steps, with what's a priority and what's not, and how do they spend the little money that they have?
Yeah. So that's I really love that question, Jody, because you know, in my mind, failure is temporary. Whenever I've had situations in my life, and I'm a pretty positive, optimistic, very persistent, but that doesn't always save you from having difficulties. So in my mind, whenever something happens, it might be bad or negative or against what my plan is, I look at that as being a temporary setback. It's always temporary. You know, I'm not a quitter. I never quit, and I just look for it as, okay, this happened. What can I learn from it? And let's keep going, because I'm always heading up. I'm always heading up, and you know, my up trajectory is going to have a few little, you know, of
Sure.
these things in it. But in my mind, I'm always heading up. So one is that I look at that failure, I look at defeat as temporary. And then there's an equation that I read, and I picked it up years ago, and I can't remember exactly where I picked it up, but it's the old equation that E plus R equals O. And you know, events, the E stands for events. So events happen in our life that we have no control over. Things happen that we have no control over. And the R, E plus R, is our reaction to said event. So how we react to that event determines the outcome. Now, it may not completely change the event. It won't erase the event from happening, but how you react to any event in your life will completely change depending on how you react to it. And I'm a firm believer in that. So I'm a big fan of, I should have that up on my wall somewhere, you know, big old E plus R equals O, because that's, you know, that's how I approach life. And that's how I, one of the first things I tell people, my employees, we do regular employee meetings, and I like to give them a little bit of a, rah-rah session. And we
Sure.
talk about that a lot because I really believe that how you react to failure, really does determine the outcome. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it does not only set the tone for you, whether you react negatively or positively, it sets the tone for the people in the company. And again, you're talking about safe space. Well, if you're approaching it as a positive, yes, we got to get more information, but we'll be able to fix this. We'll be able to, and this may help us in the long run because now we know what's going to happen, or we know this is a challenge, or this client is a challenge. And you can really, sway the way people think in that company. So it's a great way to model yourself for others.
Yeah, and one thing I want to touch on there is, a lot of these people that work in our businesses, in the restaurant business or in the developing business or construction business, a lot of our employees don't expose themselves to positive information. They're not typically reading books or well, in the old day, Jody, we listen to cassette tapes.
I did that. Oh yeah, you'd get the big pack of cassette tapes for sure.
the old cassette tapes. But a lot of our employees aren't they're not feeding their mind with stuff like that. I mean, they're working and they're working hard. They're going home, whatever they're doing, they're doing. So I made it a point and what kind of one of my missions to help my team improve themselves. And so if I can help them fix this mindset a little bit, not only does it help, I mean, obviously, it's going to help the company, it's going to help their interaction with our customers, but if they're better off and they're helping themselves and they're becoming better humans, well, how does that affect their job? It totally affects their job. So not only did I spend a lot of time on making sure our customers are taken care of, but I spent a lot of time making sure our employees were taken care of. And so when I can stand in front of the team and say, hey, let's talk about E plus R equals O, and they look at me like, what's that? And I explain it to them, right? I can see it working, and I can see people changing. And of course, you're going to have people that work for you that just, they're just like, yeah, whatever. I just want my paycheck. Well, you can't change that. But I always made it a point to do whatever I could to help improve the lives of the people that were working in our organization, because I really believe that, if I have stronger humans, happy humans, if I have humans working for me that are working to improve themselves, well, it's got to have a positive impact on their job, which, therefore benefits the company and benefits our customers.
And benefits their own life. I mean,
Yes.
they may not recognize how much of a their thoughts or mindset is getting in the way of having a great life or believing in themselves or even allowing them to take a risk to say, I think I can do it. I believe in myself. This is the way I want it to roll.
A funny, well, a quick story. I had lunch with an old friend of mine last week, and he was an electrical contractor. So when I was a general contractor way back, this is 25 years ago, he was an electrician. He worked for his dad. His dad was the company we hired to do some work on a house for us. And he became our electrician and just worked really hard. And he always asked me lots of questions. He always wanted to know, hey, how can I do this? How can I do that? He kind of treated me like a mentor, and I
Nice.
would share with him whatever I could about, I talked a lot about reading books and how you should just fill your mind with good information. Well, years fast forward, he just sold half of his business for $250 million.
My
And
goodness.
yeah, and he's getting ready to, and not only did he sell half of it, but now with that partner, they're building it and they're going to sell it for close to $1 billion. And I mean, in my mind, even in my mind, those are big numbers,
Oh,
right?
yeah, sure.
But he credits me with
Oh.
teaching him some of these basic, just simple life lessons like reading. Because I'd ask him, I'd say, how did you learn how to do that? And he said, well, Chris, you told me to start reading, and I did, and I read, and I read, and I read, and so he credits me with his success because I was the guy that said, hey, read more, learn and read, and that's just a very small, small idea is to pick up a book and read, and a lot of guys don't do that, and this particular guy, he did it, and boy, did he. And here he is having great success, and then somehow giving me credit for that. I'm like,
I think it's well deserved, and wow, okay, I'm gonna start reading more.
we gotta be reading the right books, Jody. I'll
Oh
tell you
yeah,
what.
oh yeah. There's a mix, the positive ones. Yes.
Yeah, this book right here is not gonna be the book that's gonna make you hundreds of million
Uh-oh.
dollars.
Yeah. He's pointing to a Playboy cover from the year and month he was born. I
Yes,
got a great background.
and
Yeah.
the cover's very PG, so we're okay.
Good. But he somehow had faith again in himself from you and took those steps and just said, all right, what have I got to lose? I'm going to start reading. I'm going to start learning. I'm going to start again building up more faith and maybe respect in myself. And we can see he kept going till he built this company and will continue on that trajectory. What do you do with people in your company that may in some ways bring the whole attitude down or of all the employees or just want to keep going and we're on the path they're going on?
Oh, so how do I
Yeah,
respond?
how do you deal with that? And you can see that their energy level may not be positive for the rest of the employees.
Well, there's been times when we've had to separate ourselves from people that weren't, there's different levels, right? You have those employees that want to jump on board full bore. They want to jump on ship. They want to learn. They want to read. They want to do their best. You have those others that just want to do their job and yeah, great, great. Okay. But then you have some that are absolute negative. People that want to drag down everybody. I call them crabs in a bucket. The kind of people that when they see the crab actually making its way out of the bucket, what do? They jump up and grab it and pull it back in. And so yeah, we've had to separate ourselves from people like that. We've given them a chance. We've talked to them. I feel it's important to talk to them and say, hey, here's some things that we'd like you to improve. And it's the mindset, it's the mentality, it's your attitude, and sometimes they can do it, but at a certain point, you can't sacrifice your company and your customer experience for a few bad apples. They do exist for sure. So
I think
yeah, we've had
that's
to
a
do that.
it's a great entrepreneurial move because it sounds like you give people chances, but there's only so much you can do, and they're gonna it's gonna be harder to grow, it's gonna be harder to be successful, gonna be harder to again keep that positive mindset because it's tough when you're an entrepreneur and building your company.
And I can't always be the one like in front of the customer. I mean, you get a business, you build it to a certain point where, like in a restaurant, I can go out and help with a busy lunch and work the floor and I enjoy it. I love meeting the people and hanging out with the customers, but that's for like 1 or 2 hours a day, so I need to make sure that the people who are doing that represent my beliefs and my vision and my mission. And my company have that same skill set and that same the ability to do it. And man, when you have one that's bad, it's wow, it's bad.
Gotta let it go. It's just not a right fit. Typically, I mean, in very basic terms. And you wish the best, and Yeah, you hope they'll get over it. Now, in Founders Exchange, what kind of problem-solving techniques do you guys talk about?
So, the whole idea, the primary focus of Founders Exchange is to create a safe place where founders, owners, entrepreneurs can come in and get into the areas they just don't have anyone else to talk to. Okay. So what we do is, for example, you're not allowed to give advice inside the Founders Exchange. So
Interesting.
if Jody, let's say you show up to Founders Exchange and you're having a challenge at your at business and you want to share this situation you're having, well, you share it. And because you're surrounded by some real smart individuals, you know, we all know how to solve problems. We all have the answers, but that's totally against the rules. All they can do is they can share with you an experience that's similar to the experience you're going through and talk about what happened to me, how I handled it, how it turned out. And then you have the ability to take away from that story the nuggets that are going to help you. So no advice, confidentiality is absolutely key, and commitment to the group. So we meet once a month for about 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours. And you can imagine that if people aren't showing up on a regular basis, not showing up consistently, it kind of tarnishes that ability to build that relationship. So it takes a lot of work on everyone's part to build that relationship so you can actually feel safe sharing, you know, what we call that 5%, which is the very hard stuff to talk about. And we also non-competing businesses. So, you know, if I've got restaurant A and restaurant B and they both want to be in the group, they can't because they're competition. So we avoid competition, we avoid doing business with each other in the group, because also that changes the dynamic when you have a customer in there in the group. So by putting these rules in place, you know, allows us to create that safe place. So now your question was, what kind of things do we talk about? Well, anything. I mean, you can talk about business. You can talk about your personal life. You can talk about your family. You can talk about your partner. If you're having some issues in your relationship, I've seen that come up because, you know, all of us have had relationships, and all of us have had good relationships and bad relationships and in between. And so if somebody comes in the group and says, "Hey, my wife and I aren't getting along right now, you know, blah, blah, this, 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 and this." Well, we've most likely been there. And then, you know, we can say, "Well, when my wife and I were struggling, here's some things. This is what happened. This is what we did, and this is how it turned out." You know, once again, and nobody, you know, likes to be told what to do.
Nobody does.
Crazy. So even when you're asking for advice, it's hard to hear, "Well, this is what you should do, and this is what you
Oh,
shouldn't do, and
yeah.
this is what you should
Oh,
do."
yeah.
So we avoid that. Like, those words aren't allowed in this group. So yeah, you know, once you create that safe space, then there's no rules as to what you can share. I mean, like I said, I've heard it all. And but you have to create that safe space where they
Safety.
can do that.
Yeah, and I like the way it sounds like the members in the group can be vulnerable because it is confidential, it is safe. The relationships are built once a month, and yet you're not gonna get the "you did what?" or "well, you're crazy. What were you thinking?" It's simply a very nice way, first of all, to know that these things happen, you know, relationship challenges, especially when you're building a business, or business challenges, to know that somebody else went through the same thing. But it's very gentle of, "I found that this worked for me. Take away what you want." It's a great approach.
And I'll have to say, one of the other benefits from it is there's been many times when I've been sitting in one of those meetings and, you know, someone shares an experience or a challenge they're having, somebody else shares an experience, and I may not even be part of that conversation other than I'm just sitting, observing, and listening. And my takeaway, like, I'm getting nuggets because, you know, I may not be in that same situation, but, you know, there's always little nuggets of inspiration or whatever that come out of that. And I still think about practices that I have in my current business that my takeaway was from one of those moments, 15, 20 years ago, where, they were talking about certain ideas, and I was like, oh, ooh, I like that, and there's my takeaway, totally unrelated, but so there's just, you never know what kind of inspiration or what kind of education or knowledge you might gain from even being in that room, even not even active. If you're just sitting there supporting and you don't really have anything to offer, you're still going to get so much from it.
And it increases your learning skills because we all need to listen better. We all need to kind of sit back and let that person unpack whatever's going on. And you do feel supported when somebody gives you the time to do that and the space.
So, my being a champion of entrepreneurs,
Okay.
I love the one-on-one time. And I really love face-to-face, Jody. I'm a face-to-face guy. Now, in today's world, that seems
That's
like I'm the
different.
minority, right? I'm the minority.
Yeah, right.
And so through the one-on-one coaching, the Founders Exchange, and hopefully the podcast, I don't think Joe Rogan is worried about me
No.
right now, is knock him off his little
Right.
the top of his mountain. But I enjoy the content. I enjoy, so far, all my guests have been people I know, so I already kind of know their story. But it's still interesting to hear things that I didn't know. I'm getting, and even to have them, sometimes I'll ask a question and they'll look at me like, wow, nobody's ever asked me that question. And so that's been great. And I hope that, if five people listen to my podcast, there's probably five, my mom and my wife and I'm hoping that one stranger might listen to it and might take away, just get that little nugget of inspiration, of motivation, of knowledge to help them be better in their business. I hope that's the case. And obviously we do this because we love it. But we still have to support ourselves and pay the bills. And so it's nice if we can monetize it. But someone told me, when I, I don't know how much time we have. I know we're getting close, but when I started talking, thinking about leaning into this coaching idea, a good friend of mine who's a very successful mindset coach, said, Chris, just go and do, go do what you're good at, go serve the people, go give it all you got, and don't worry about the money. It's going to come, right? It's going to come. And so far, I'm doing what I love. I'm serving people, I'm helping people, and things work out financially. Look, there's still lights on in my office, so that's a good sign. My internet's stronger than it's ever been. Thank you, Xfinity. So yeah, we're doing good and we enjoy it. So it's been fun. And like I said, if the podcast could someday become a source of financial support, great. But you know what? That's not why I'm doing it. So I'm enjoying it.
And you're so in tune because I was going to ask, what would you tell an entrepreneur at this point? And you answered it. You said, if you love it, do it. Just do it. You'll figure it out. Money will come. And that's the most important thing, is to really help people and do what you love, because people can feel that.
And it does make a big difference. It makes your life a little easier if you're doing something you enjoy.
Sure.
No doubt about it. So I've been very fortunate. I've been very blessed in my 39 years of entrepreneurship. I've had great opportunities fall in my lap, to be honest.
Nice.
I've been persistent. I'm a very persistent person, so I've persisted into some good situations. Funny though, I've also persisted myself into some corners. That kind of goes both ways, but it's my personality and it's who I am. So, you read books where people say, they coach you and they say, hey, you got to go be and do and go and don't take no for an answer and be persistent and go get what you want, right? And then the next day you open another book where they say, well, you got to know when to quit. You got to know when to just not. And I'm like, well, what is it? You can't do both. And so I've always erred on the side of Doing
and
percents.
yeah, and you learn. You learn how much energy, how much money and resources you want to put into a particular project or event, and you get a sense that, meh, I don't think this is going to go my way, but again, good learning. I'm not going to call it failure. I'm going to just call it a lesson.
Yes, a
And
lesson.
hopefully the next time I'll figure it out earlier.
Yeah.
But what I'm sensing from you is your willingness to really want to help people. And I know we started the conversation with customer service, and really that's kind of at your heart. So whether it'll be in your businesses or in Founders Exchange or one-to-one, I'm sensing that you really do care about people. That's going to get you a lot further in many instances than not having that as part of your qualities and values.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, Jody, because it's true, right? It's just true. And like I said, I've been blessed. I like to hear the stories, like the fellow I just told you, that there's others that have come back to me over the years and said, look, we learned so much, and you helped us get to this thing and help us do this. And I love hearing those stories. And so I think I've achieved that along the way, where I've helped others. So that's great, and I hope I can continue doing that, and it makes it better for everybody. I get to enjoy life. The people around me get to enjoy life a little bit better, and I'll have to admit, not being, knee deep in restaurant business and has alleviated stress from my life a little bit,
Well,
which makes me a little easier to be around.
yeah. Well, big lesson learned on, again, where do you want to put your energy and resources? So that's great. Now, Chris, how can people get in contact with you to get more information?
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate you allowing me to share that.
Yeah.
Our website is bootstrapsandbattlescars.com. And the website's set up for people to reach out. They can contact me. They can go in and give me their name and email address, and I'll respond. My email address will be on there. I'll have access to all my podcasts on there. But yeah, just go to my website, say, hey, Chris, I would love to talk to you, and here I am. And that's I'm making my I'm very ex I'm very available, very accessible. So I love to hear from people.
Fabulous. That's very nice of you. And again, the website bootstrapandbattlescars.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Great name.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on Your Spectacular Life and sharing some of your stories, sharing things that are at the base of your heart. And I'm hearing persistent. I'm just going to wish you luck that your persistence will just pay off in spades.
Spades.
Spades. Oh, yes, he's got a spade poster in back of him or a magazine cover.
Well,
Yay.
thank you, Jody. I appreciate that, and same well wishes to you,
Thank you.
and I'll look forward to circling back around and reacquainting in the near future.
That'll be lovely. All right, Chris. Thank you, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.